Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Excellent. Welcome to the show, Noise of Carpet with Mike here. Today we're going to listen to some music that were on film soundtracks in the 1990s. So bands and movies we will explore in the next hour will be Clueless and Smoking Popes and Elliot Smith and Amy Mann and Folk Implosion and others. So stick around and let's start with Need You Around by Smoking Popes from the movie called Clueless. 1995. Welcome, Noise of Carpet, CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
We'll be right back.
Los Angeles, there's X. 1980 song is called The Unheard Music from an album called Los Angeles. So that is the future cover of themselves doing the Elastica and Steve Malkmus cover of X, The Unheard Music, in 1996 on the Suburbia soundtrack. Suburbia was a Richard Linklater film based on a Eric Bogosian play. Parker Posey, Steve Zahn, and Giovanni Ribisi starred in Suburbia. So again, that was the original from X, Xene and Joe from Los Angeles. And Elastica and Malkmus covered it, and so that was the original. Before that, because we did play Elastica, I think, last week or the week before. Before that was Smoking Popes from the Clueless soundtrack, the Amy Heckerling-directed film, which is quite popular. Clueless, loosely based off of the Jane Austen novel Emma, and Smoking Popes, and I was always looking for a reason to play that song because I do enjoy that one, and it's a nice little pop song, the old Smoking Popes there. So thank you for listening. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, high atop Burnaby Mountain. We're up above the city. Some good views up here, even from the studio for sure. Thank you for listening, everybody, everywhere, from Australia to California, to Halifax, to the UK, and to other places. So again, it's great to be here, and we're going to explore some music from some 90s soundtracks today. So coming up next, playing at Glastonbury this weekend. So Glastonbury is a big festival in the UK, I think the southwest-ish or south-central-ish part of the UK. And this artist, who you know very well as a Noise of Carpet listener, will be playing at some point along with bands like The Breeders and James, Billy Bragg, and others. And you can, if you're not in the UK, I think in the UK you get stuff on BBC on TV, live on TV, and then over, you know, in North America, you can catch up on BBC Radio 6 or on the Glastonbury YouTube channel, and or even BBC 1 and 2. So it's always fun for me. It's a kickoff to the summer for me when Glastonbury hits and festival season starts. So let's have a listen to a song by PJ Harvey, One Time Too Many, from her B-sides and outtakes, B-sides, demos, and rarities. And this song featured in the Val Kilmer version of Batman called Batman Forever. Noise of Carpet. It's PJ. She's one of our favorites. We'll be right back.
to me.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
So the Folk Implosion before that with John and Lou, one of Lou's biggest songs. Lou, of course, from Sebado. And that was from a film called Kids that came out in 1995. It was a Larry Clark film, starring Chloe Sevigny, and described as the Lord of the Flies with skateboards, nitrous oxide, and hip-hop. 1995, and one of the most evil protagonists in the films of the 90s that I remember anyway. Before that was PJ from Batman Forever, 1995, the Val Kilmer version, just the one before George Clooney stepped in. Can you name all the Batmans, by the way? Anyway, thanks for listening. It's Noise of Carpet coming to you from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. We are exploring soundtrack music from the 1990s. This is the Indie Noises of the 90s show, so we're going to play some indie music that featured in films of the day. And so coming up next, one of my favorites from the film Magnolia, the Paul Thomas Anderson film that had John C. Reilly and Philip Seymour Hoffman and William H. Macy and all the everybody that had initials in their name were in that film from 1999, and I guess Tom Cruise was the lead in that, and Julianne Moore as well, Julianne Seymour. So this song is called Save Me. It's Amy Mann, and this is Noise of Carpet on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca.
The suspect, they could never love anyone. Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
So we had Elliot Smith there, Miss Misery, from a film called Good Will Hunting, 1997. It was those dudes from Boston, Ben and the other fella, and Robin Williams, of course. That one, I think, won an Oscar or two, and Miss Misery by one of our favorites here, Elliot Smith. Was up for an Oscar himself for that song. And before that was Save Me, Amy Mann from Magnolia, 1999. So coming up next, we're going to do two songs here from a film called Trainspotting, which was a black Scottish black comedy starring Ewan McGregor, Ewan Bremner, and Danny Ewan Boyle. It's very, very popular at the time. Great, great soundtrack. A lot of attention and focus and a lot of playing at the time as well. This film is about urban poverty, squalor, drug addiction, all the good stuff. And it's a great soundtrack that goes out to all the long-suffering Scottish football supporters out there. They were in the Euros recently, but have gone home, unfortunately, because they're such an addition to the fans, and the players are so entertaining and bring such great spirit to sport. Also, in regards to soccer, we have to just mention that Canada's men's team had it with a victory last night in the Copa America. So looking forward to them. They play Chile on Saturday. And, of course, the Canadian women's team are heading to the Olympics, which will start, I think, in a couple of weeks as well. So if you like your soccer, your football, it's an enjoyable time, absolutely. So why don't we get moving on with a couple of tracks from Trainspotting 1990.